Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to today welcome this memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and Paul reminded us that the cross is the power of God. It's the instrument of our salvation, and it's a symbol of victory. What was meant to be a symbol of humiliating defeat for Jesus, Jesus transforms it. He goes into the deepest depths of what humanity fears and what gets held over our head, like Damocles' sword, the fear of dying and sickness and the victory of sin and disorder and chaos and all the rest. Jesus takes it all on himself. And he does it with humility, in silence, and he does for us the one thing that needed to be done, that an offering and sacrifice be made for the sins of the world. Friends, don't ever forget that Jesus came to bring forgiveness of sins to the world. That's the center of why he came. He came to solve the sin problem, which is the fundamental root problem of all humanity, of every single person, of every human heart. And that sin problem leads humanity into deep and profound slavery, slavery to the powers of darkness, to the world, the flesh, and the devil. And we have no capacity to get free from it. And God the Father sent his Son into the world in love to deal precisely with that problem. The problem's at the core, in the very heart of every human being. And Jesus made that so clear in his life and his preaching when he was asked about, you know, what's the source, essentially, what's the source of uncleanness? And he said, it comes from within. He said, look in the human heart, look into your hearts. What's there? Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, hatred, bitterness, lust, anger, rage, murder. All these things, he said, this is what defiles a man, what defiles the human person. And he said, it comes from within. And he came to deal with that problem. You know, today we're seeing, you know, there's a passage in the Bible that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can tell a lot about what's in a person's heart by what they say, the way they speak, and treat other people. And you can see, friends, across our country, in our political dialogue, in the social media dialogue, in the actions in the streets around the country, you can see in the midst of this shaking and this confusion, you can see what's in the human heart. You can see why Jesus came to die. Because no matter how much money, how much institutional change, how much structural change, which humanity has to keep working on, no question about it, but there's never enough to really solve it, is there? There's this constant hope of always fixing and fixing and fixing the world, and it never fully gets fixed. Because it will only happen when Jesus comes again, when Jesus comes to establish completely and fully his kingdom. But he came and he established a beachhead in his own person, becoming one of us, and he actually lived that radically, totally different life that no one else had ever lived like he lived, in perfect love and perfect unity in relationship with the Father, the very thing for which we were made. And it's on the cross, as we said yesterday, that love is perfected and expressed, and the power of that love is manifest, and it just crushed the kingdom of darkness. It just disarmed the principalities and powers. It blew up the stronghold and the change and the dominion over the human heart. And a whole new beginning, a whole new reality began. And that's the truth. That's the truth that's in everyone who's baptized into Christ and is living in his church in communion with him. And so today we remember Our Lady of Sorrows, the mother of Jesus, our mother, who was there, was a part of Jesus' entire life. And she was there at the cross. And what was prophesied, were given in the gospel reading today, was prophesied by Simeon on the day that Jesus was brought into the temple. Simeon said that a sword would pierce the heart of his mother. And it really did. That day it was fulfilled. Her heart was united to his heart, and her heart was pierced. And now we know that that act of love brought down the whole regime of disorder that's in the world. It brought down the devil's strategy to separate the human race from God our Father forever. And it made it possible for us, because Jesus died and rose again and began the new creation, to be united to Jesus and united to Our Lady, who's Queen of Heaven and Earth, who's the first disciple, the one who walked most intimately and experienced Jesus' suffering and the sorrows around his death, and the sorrow that we all feel when we have time to really meditate on the death of Jesus, because the Holy Spirit takes us to a place where we can actually know, in the depth of our knower, that our own sin contributed to the death of the King. Love came, and the human race said no and silenced it. The pride, the rage, the anger, the fear that dominates the human heart is now healed. The offering of healing, of transformation, of a new heart is given to us. And that new heart is seen perfectly in the pierced heart of Our Lady. Jesus' side was pierced, and blood and water flowed out of his heart. Mary's heart that day was pierced as well, as a mother united in heart, in communion. The blood that flowed from Jesus is the blood he received from Our Lady. That's what flowed through his veins, right? And so we remember her unique sorrow today, but we all share in it. And we are now, the first reading we get today in today's readings from is 1 Corinthians, where Paul's talking about the church's one body. We're one reality. We're one body. Christ is the head. We're the body. God is our Father. We're one family. We're united together. God is our Father. Jesus is our elder brother. Jesus is our hero, our Savior. And Mary is our mother. And so today in the gospel, one of the options for the gospel reading is from John 19. It reads like this: standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, so here, who's the disciple whom he loved? John, the author of the gospel. John is presented to us as the quintessential disciple along with Our Lady. Our Lady is the first disciple. She's the one who is full of grace in an entirely unique way. And John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, Jesus looks at his mother and said, "Woman, behold your son." Woman, it's like taken from Genesis, you know, the Eve, the woman. Mary's the new Eve. Jesus is the firstborn of a new creation. John is a disciple of Jesus who's been brought to his side, the one whom Jesus loved. Jesus is gathering a community in his love. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that exciting? He's overcoming all that hinders love in his coming. Love triumphs in Jesus. And you know, you see today a lot of signs, you know, love is love and love wins and all that. And people often mean just affirming everything people want to be, how they want to design their lives, their own definition of reality, that love is just simply accepting and celebrating all that. That's not what love means. 1 Corinthians 13 makes it clear, right? Love does not exalt in what's wrong. Love exalts in the truth. And Jesus is the truth about love. He manifests what love truly is, what it looks like. And it's all flowing from the throne of his Father. Jesus is revealing and manifesting to us in his presence and in his flesh the reality of what love looks like. To see Jesus is to see the Father. And the Father is the ground of all reality. Our Father is the one who designs us and gives us an identity and gives us a purpose and meaning. There literally is no meaning apart from this, friends. Nothing. Nothing that will ever satisfy the human heart. Never, never. Because God the Father made us. Every one of us were formed in the palm of his hand. Every single one of us, he breathed life into us, and he designed us perfectly in his love. And Jesus manifests that. And he says, "Okay, now you come and live in us." And he's gathering now John and Mary together. This is the beginning of the human family that's one body, right? One body with Christ at the cross where salvation happens, where blood and water begins to flow, and the whole reality of the victory of Jesus begins to flow. And Jesus looks at his mother, "Behold your son." And John is the symbol of all of us, of every disciple. And every human being, hopefully, will one day stand as a disciple like that, knowing Mary as their mother, Jesus as Savior, God as our Father. Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The disciple received her. It's a beautiful thing. And now Mary's crowned queen of heaven and earth, and she's the mother of all, right? It's a wonderful thing to see, but it's not without her having been absolutely united in a way no one else was to the death of Jesus, to that moment of being pierced, but that piercing is the reality of what saved us. And she's fulfilling her mission because of the work of her son in her. And then just Luke chapter 2, verses 33, 35 are also optional today. For the Gospels, Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. That is by Simeon the prophet. It says, "And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.'" So that the thoughts of hearts will be revealed. This child will be the rise and the fall of many in Israel. And certainly that's the case, isn't it? The death of Jesus caused some to rise and some to fall. Those who accepted Jesus, those who responded to Jesus were raised and they were brought into the fulfillment of the messianic vision that Israel carried. And those who rejected him were fallen. There's a separation that happened. That's one of the things that happens when the sword is pierced. The sword comes and it separates. Those who receive God's mercy in Jesus, those who receive his offer of life and salvation and receive the Father's plan and the Father's vision for us, our identity, purpose, destiny from him. And we don't break from it and go our own way and create our own reality. Jesus' sword is falling all the time in human history, right down through families even. Who's for him? Who's against him? And may our hearts be pierced, brothers and sisters, as well. And they may be purified. May we be willing to be united to the death of Jesus in this world and the sufferings of the body of Christ. May we be united and offer our lives as Jesus offered his life and as Mary offered her life. Our Lady of Sorrows, who was right there. She weeps tears over us as well. She's in our corner. She's praying for us. She wants us to lean on her, be comforted by her. And most of all, she wants to turn our gaze to her son and give everything to him, everything we have from the core of our being right to the end. We want to belong to him and to be his and walk in his footsteps. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.